It is PTBOtoday.ca, Peterborough County Federation of Agriculture, Seeds of Success, fueled by Kubota. This week, we're looking at dairy production presented by Peterborough County Dairy Producers. Our very own Paul Rellinger caught up with Niels Van Beek of Wells Farm.
Maybe before we talk a little bit about your operation, maybe just some general comments on dairy production in general, as you see it in the county. Is it in a pretty good place right now from what you know?
It's in a pretty good place. As with all industries, dairies had to increase efficiencies. So knowing from my parents' history, being involved in the community and such, went from something like 100 dairy producers in the county back in the early 80s, or maybe more than that even. We're down to about 30 dairy herds in our county right now, 30, 32, somewhere in around there. And the herd size went from an average herd of being maybe 20, 25 cows to the average herd, I think, is about 70 cows now. Not certain on that one, but in our county. So, and then the efficiencies are there with having to have the cows make more milk, and everyone's being squeezed on the prices, just as we see the inflation at the stores. The farmers are seeing it as severe or more, even with fuel hitting us hard on the farm. So we have to be extremely efficient and careful with our animals and treat our animals well and do everything we can to make the best quality milk we can for as cheap as we can, unfortunately. So
now you come from a long line, like a family of dairy producers going back to Europe as well, from what I understand. You know, from what you're seeing, is there encouragement or impetus for young people to get involved in the industry, or do you see that as being a major challenge over the years ahead?
It's a challenge. The educational facilities have been cut back, the cost of the education, everything. I was fortunate enough to attend two post-secondary institutions for agriculture education, as well as another institution as well. But just the for students to go and continue an education, other than an apprenticeship, which is difficult enough, they will have to travel from this part of the province. They'll have to travel 4 hours if they want to do post-secondary education in the field. So, and I think it's pertinent for our next generation to get that education, because we have to learn to do things more efficiently and better for the environment. So we need to continue our education, as I continue education ongoing as I'm a producer, an operator of a dairy farm. So it's, I think that's a large challenge, as well as just with the inflation, the cost of everything for the next generation, and the cost of land and the cost of operating. So it's a large challenge.
Absolutely. Maybe you can tell us, maybe this is a good point to jump in and tell us a little bit about Wells Farm. You know, anything you want to share with us about your operation, but a pretty large operation from what it looks like.
It's still below average for the province, and even for the region, we're right around average. Our barn looks big, but we put our whole herd in one facility to make it easier for us as operators to keep a better eye on our animals, take better care of our animals. Our focus is on milk quality. So for the past 3 or 4 years, we've had the top quality award in our region here. And we want healthy, happy cows. We name all our cows. They're all pets to us. The name of our farm, Wells Farm, comes from the town I was born in the Netherlands. So it's the town of Well. And when my parents moved, they picked, I think, 3 or 4 names for the farm. And that's the one that the association chose for us. And that one stuck since then. So, but it gives us some ties to our roots back in the Netherlands. So yeah, but our focus is on cow comfort, health, and just quality of life for our animals.
Niels, thank you so much for this. I promised I wouldn't keep you long. I have more than enough, but we do appreciate you participating.
Thank you very much.
If you want to check out more in the way of dairy production, you're invited weekly to the Peterborough Farmers Market. You can find products every Saturday from 7 a.m. until 1 p.m. at Morrow Park.